This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus. When President Obama takes the oath of office Monday, he'll stand at the center of a region with some of the greatest income inequality in the country. But in Washington, many of the rich and poor have something in common. Their income depends in some way on the federal government. From our Wealth and Poverty desk, Kate Davidson has three stories of how looming budget cuts in D.C. are reverberating across the classes.
Let's start right at the foot of the Capitol. You can't get much closer than here in the office of this lobbyist.
I can sit at my desk, which was made in Montana, and feel like I'm in the wilderness, and then I can look out the window and see the United States Capitol and the United States Senate, and I feel just great.
Bob Van Heuvelen used to work in the Senate. Now he lobbies it on behalf of biofuel and healthcare companies, and that brings in a lot of money.
I'm lucky to be one of those people who will now have to pay a little bit more tax. I'm happy to step up.
I asked Van Heuvelen how someone like him, who makes money requesting things from the government, reacts to the possibility it will shrink. Turns out he's not worried about his own pockets. He worries for people like his 93-year-old father, who just spent 2 weeks in intensive care with a bad flu.
These remarkable doctors and nurses rescued him. He had an incredibly low blood pressure, and they pulled him out of it.
Then he went to a nursing home, which will be partly covered by Medicare. It's the safety net this Washington lobbyist thinks of when he looks at budget battles coming down the road.
You know, and what would I do if Medicare weren't there? And I'm a person who's fortunate. What if people who don't have anything to their name, what do they do in this circumstance? I don't know what they do.
Hi, Larry.
You don't have to go far from the Capitol, just a few miles across the Anacostia River, to reach the other end of the income scale. Natasha Alston lost her job after she had her daughter a couple years ago. They both wound up homeless.
It's devastating, it is, but at the same time, you don't want to stay in that position. I could not sit back and continue to cry about what happened. I had to get up and do something about it because I had a child.
Today, Alston lives in supported housing while studying to be a certified nursing assistant. Every dollar counts in the transition from homelessness. Sitting right there on her counter is an example of how federal spending cuts could make that math harder. It's a can of baby formula.
And this is for sensitive tummies and soy infants. So this is powder. Powder is much easier for us. Just to shake and go.
Each can of formula costs about $28. Alston gets 9 cans a month for her baby boy through the supplemental nutrition program known as WIC. WIC is one of the federal programs that could face cuts under sequestration. Those sweeping cuts to defense and discretionary spending are still on the calendar, unless Congress comes up with an alternative. Alston hopes she won't have to take milk money out of another supplement, like food stamps.
You know, it would take a huge chunk out of it, wherein we would suffer as well.
In the defense world, the threat of a $52 billion cut this year has mobilized the Pentagon and shaken the web of defense contractors fanning out across the suburbs. Jim Jeans is one thread of that web. He's an aerospace structural engineer in Herndon, Virginia, and he's our last stop.
The first big job I did was the B-2, this thing.
The stealth bomber, super secret back in the 80s.
It was secret, special access required. I couldn't even tell anybody what I was working on.
Back then, he worked for the big contractors. Now he runs his own small business. He's always had work. He lives in a big house, though he jokes none of the recent tax hike proposals would have affected him. Most of his government work comes from NASA, and he thinks space is safe. But defense cuts make him...
Well, worry. I don't know how any budget changes are going to impact me. I know many of my customers are very worried. And are scaled back what they're doing.
The thing is, Jeans is a pretty conservative guy. He's the first to say government should shrink, all of it. But he also believes in his clients. Take space.
We should want to expand as a race and investigate what's out there. That, to me, is valid expense. And the other is military. I mean, that's in our Constitution that we should be protecting ourselves. So the part of the government that I support, it, to me, is a very valid part of the government.
Jim Jeans is trying to diversify his client base. He mentions dredges and race cars. He'll find work, whatever happens, because he loves it and because he's skeptical Social Security will survive the budget chopping block long enough for his retirement. In Washington, I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.
And all next week, our friends at Marketplace Morning Report are broadcasting from member station WLRN in Miami. As President Obama embarks on his second term, the morning crew will be reporting on what we're calling the new American dream.